You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Every day on the show, look at the major stories that making headlines on the continent. We catch up with Crystal Alderson. As always, a pleasure to talk to you, Crystal. Listen, the focus on the continent, of course, remains, important, particularly with Davos taking place at the moment. This DRC election seems to be irreversible. Felix Tshisekedi will be inaugurated.
Seemingly so. Good morning, Bongani, because we see the president of Kenya, Tanzania and Burundi have congratulated Tshisekedi, of course echoing those notes of congratulations from SADC, South Africa and Zambia, who have called for a transition of power to remain peaceful. Now, of course, we know that the African Union and Rwanda had to meet the leadership in Kinshasa. That trip was cancelled on the last minute, and we now see from a press conference in Brussels, the European Union and the African Union seems want to work with the new administration, a top AU delegation, including the Rwandan foreign minister and the African Union's Moussa Faki, met with the EU officials, and they say they want the president to be a unifying force, and they will be watching closely. Now, what we read of that is that they don't outrightly congratulate Felix Tshisekedi because they've been very critical. In fact, they wanted the Constitutional Court not to announce that result, which they did at 3 o'clock in the morning, of course. And so now we see a shift, because I think there's been some pressure from SADC and other Southern African nations, and of course now East Africa, that in order to for peace to prevail in the country, perhaps they have to look at Felix Tshisekedi as the president. Now, the 55-year-old was supposed to be inaugurated. He will now be inaugurated on Thursday. That's according to the government. We hope it will be a normal time, Bongani, and not at 2 o'clock in the morning, how things have been done lately in the Congo. But I think the question we'll be asking for a long time, you know, what kind of president will Felix Tshisekedi be? Will he be legitimate? And what will be the role of Joseph Kabila? Will he be the number two as head of the Senate? Because, yeah, of course, his party won the majority of seats in that National Assembly. I think now for SADC, they just want peace to prevail in the country and some sort of movement. And, of course, I think Martin Fayulu still weighing his options of the way forward.
I wonder, of course, if he'll turn out to be another case like we saw in Angola in terms of what the future of Joseph Kabila will be. All right, very quickly then, more than 2 million Ethiopians are homeless due to internal conflict.
Yes, Bongani, of course we know that Ethiopia was the story of 2018, political developments, President Ahmed really being quite radical, announcing a whole raft of changes, but it seems internal displacement due to conflict and insecurity still a major issue. The UN's International Migration Organization says more than 2 million people have been displaced over the past few months. Of course, it is because of that internal ethnic conflict. Oromia region is the epicenter of that displacement with more than 1.4 million people. Then we also see the Somali region. Now, a lot of international NGOs working with refugees say that the government has simply failed to put civilians, and in fact the world is turning a blind eye because they are so desperate for Ethiopia to succeed. Ironically, the African Union Summit taking place in February will actually discuss internally displaced people and refugees as the focus of that African Union Summit in February. But I think for now Ethiopia is still grappling with that internal displacement and also ethnic violence that could potentially have a really destabilized impact on that country, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Alderson for this morning's Africa Report.